Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 226, we're going to talk about why you should use a stand-up desk. Tim and I both have stand-up desks. I love them. What about you, Tim?
Yes, I absolutely love mine. And you might be thinking, what does this have to do with WordPress? What does this have to do with being a business owner? And I think it has a lot to do with it, because when you are working from home and your home is your office, there's things that you can do that can make your productivity worse, and there's things that you can do that can increase productivity. And I think having a stand-up desk definitely increases productivity, not to mention studies show that it's extremely healthy for you. Sitting for long periods of time is absolutely the worst thing that you can do for your body. The human body is not meant to sit around all day. It's meant to move. And so being able to get work done in front of your computer while standing, it's better for you. You stay more productive, and I definitely love it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And psychologically, mentally, it makes you feel, you know, more productive. You know, I know you said physically it makes you more productive, and I totally agree with that. But mentally,
yeah,
it's amazing what it does for me. Even recording the podcast, so I'll sit for about at least half of the day currently, and I'm slowly progressing. You know, probably standing equal amount of sitting, and I just noticed that my focus is so much better when I'm standing for some reason. I don't know if there's if there's any data behind standing and working and stuff, but my focus just seems to be better. I know that it's better when we record the podcast of sitting versus standing. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, for me, same thing. I always I'm standing when recording, or if I'm doing any important phone calls or anything like that, I'll definitely go into stand mode. I just feel more energetic. I have more energy when I'm standing. And so it kind of livens up the conversation. Opposed to sitting, I can get a little bit, I don't know, not drowsy isn't the right word, but just kind of makes me feel sluggish.
Yeah. And Tim and I both have the desk by Uplift desk. I guess that sounds kind of the desk by Uplift desk. I love it. I mean, ours are a little bit different. I have a bigger desk, I think. I went ahead and purchased the one with the monitor arms and stuff, which allow me to, you know, have my monitors up off of the desk and stuff, and they're just really awesome. I mean, these days, these stand-up desks are pretty amazing. I mean, they're programmed. You've got four different settings, you know, height settings that you can set. So I only use two of them. I guess if you have multiple people using the same desk, those four would come in handy, but nobody else is really using my desk. So I only use two, sit, stand.
And that's a good point. There's a lot of different stand-up desks out there. They've become popular within the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. But they're not all created equal. There's some that are like permanent standing desks. There's some that like convert, like it's on like a hinge. The one that David and I have, I highly recommend. It's motorized. And as David mentioned, you can have presets. So you just press a button and it just automatically rises up. And that way you can go from standing or from sitting to standing in less than 5 seconds and vice versa. And so it just makes it a lot easier. There's some that I've seen where you like, it's a desk converter. And so basically it's like almost like a stand that you put all your stuff on so that you can stand up, and it like raises up and it just sits on top of a normal desk. And those are fine too if you already have a desk that you really like. But having the motor built in and being able to convert back and forth super simply, to me, makes all the difference, and it's worth that extra expense.
Absolutely. And I'm even entertaining the idea of getting one of those under the desk treadmills, you know, because I've started walking recently this year, and I probably walk for about an hour a day now. And I love getting on a phone call and communicating while I walk. It's amazing how much work I get done then too. I used to listen to podcasts, and I still do when I'm not talking to someone on the phone, but I'll like schedule my calls with clients or people that I'm collaborating with and stuff on the phone and walking, and I realize, wow, you know, I get a lot done whenever I'm walking. So I'm thinking, man, I could like shed some pounds, get in shape, have the treadmill under the desk, get some work done. Yeah. We'll see where this goes and stuff. But
yeah, I'm the same way. I pace when I'm on the phone. Just walk. Yeah. If I'm in my house, just be walking in circles around my house.
Yeah. Highly endorse stand-up desks. I hope this episode's helped you. Tim, anything else you want to say about a stand-up desk?
No, I don't think so. I think, yeah, definitely make that leap. It's worth the investment if working from home on your own, or even if you're in an office too, if that's something that's going to be, you know, long-term working for yourself, then it's definitely worth the investment.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow's episode 227, we're going to talk about how to properly set up SSL on your website. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.